Thank you for calling the Credit Pros. This is Adam, a certified credit repair specialist. I have the pleasure of speaking with you today.
Andre Stevenson.
Andre Stevenson. How are you doing today, Andre?
All right, let's go.
That's good to hear that. Andre, my name is Adam. That's A-D-A-M. I'm a certified credit repair specialist in the Credit Pros, and I understand that you're looking to improve your financial standing, and this starts with improving your credit. May I go ahead and ask you, is this still the case? Are you still looking to increase your credit score?
Yes.
Okay. Why are you trying to increase the score that you have? Are you trying to do something with your credit, like buy a house, car, loans, credit cards?
Car and loans, yeah.
Car and loans. Did you already try to apply for one of those two? Did you get denied? What happened?
Yes, I've been denied because my credit score is too low.
Okay, you're trying to fix it so you can have a better opportunity?
Yeah. I think on my report, it says my I have too few revolving credit things or something like that. And I haven't really established any credit, put it like that.
Oh, so those are not yours?
Yes, it's mine. Yeah, I have a student loan that's unpaid, and I have a credit card that this is a mix-up when I was in the hospital. That's why, but I'm going to pay that off. That's the only two things that's on my credit.
Okay, got it. All right, so those are affecting your credit report, right? And what is the credit score that you have then?
Bob, I beg your pardon?
What's your credit score?
It's about 530, something like that.
530, well, it's low. Okay, no worries.
Maybe 570, 550, yeah. Between 530 and 570.
Okay, between 530 and 570. All right. And the vehicle that you're trying to go ahead and purchase is for as soon as possible, or you want to fix your credit first?
Whichever I could do. I'm not really... I've had appointments to look at cars, but I can pretty much get one, but I still want to fix my credit score.
Okay, then.
I used to be, at one time it was up to 7-something, almost 8. I want to get back up to there.
How it's supposed to be. Okay. But look, there's two things that we can go ahead and do here at the Credit Pros. There is credit repair and there's credit building. Credit repair is going to help us out on removing those negative items that are affecting your credit report. And credit building is going to provide us with positive credit, like credit cards, loans, trade lines, installment account. That's positive credit, right? So for the negative items, we can start the credit repair process to take them off of there. Once those negative items come off, the credit score is going to heal. That's a important part, healing the credit score. And the other option would be, or the other step would be...
I can pretty much handle that part myself. I guess what I really want to do is build my credit, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm telling you because both of the programs are attached to each other, right? So if you start building, we can go ahead and give you the credit repair. If you want just the credit repair, we can go ahead and give you the credit building. So this is all part of one single program. Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Or if you want to go ahead and do it yourself, I mean, that's okay. I mean, you can, but it's not going to make a lot of sense if you have, let's say, a credit card that's helping you build 100 points, but the negative items are dropping you 120. So it's together. So this is had to be together. But no worries. Look, what I can go ahead and do right now is I can check out what's happening on your credit report to determine what's the help that we can go ahead and give to you. If it's either credit repair, if it's credit building, if it's credit repair with credit building. So we're going to go ahead and attempt a soft pull. This soft pull is going to be a free consultation. It's not going to have any cost to go ahead and check it out. And it's so we can go ahead and understand what you have on the credit report and we can offer you something. So it's a free consultation, once again, and it does not have any cost. Obviously, what does have the cost is our credit repair service. If you're going to start fixing or building your credit, well, right there, it does have a cost. How much does it cost? It all depends on what's happening in your credit report. At the moment, this is just free information, okay?
Okay.
Awesome, then. So I have here that your first name is Andre and the last name is Stevenson, correct?
Yes, it is.
What's going to be your date of birth?
Very hard.
Your date of birth, what would it be?
Oh, 5/05/1965.
Right, 05/27/1965. Okay.
No, 005.
005.
Yeah, May 27th, 1965.
Yeah, that's what he says. 05/27/1965, right?
Correct.
Awesome, then. Perfect. Once you go ahead and get enrolled, we're going to start sending dispute letters to remove the negative items off of the credit report, and we're going to start reporting positives. Either or the other, the credit bureaus are going to respond to your mailing address. In your mailing address, I have here that the city is Oakland, the state is California, and the zip code is 94612, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What will be your street address?
559 16th Street, Oakland.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and look it up to see if it's the correct one. In the meantime, the best number to reach you at is the one that we are using.
Yes, you get that one.
Okay. First last name 944 at gmail.com is your date of birth.
What was that?
That the email that you have, it's first last name 944 at gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And in order for us to go ahead and pull the Equifax report, I'm going to go ahead and ask for your social. Can you provide it to me?
556-06-2594.
Right. 556-06-2594. What I'm going to do next, I'm going to verify all this information just to check out that everything is correct. If everything is correct, I'm going to ask you 5 security questions. These 5 security questions are questions that only you know. They're very easy questions for you, and they have the option of none of the above or doesn't apply. So if you think it's none of the above or doesn't apply, please choose it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So it's loading everything. Give me 1 second. Okay, it's still loading everything. Okay, in the meantime, may I go ahead and ask you, have you ever worked with another credit repair company?
I've spoken with, what's that one?
Lexington Law.
Yeah, I spoke with them, but we never got started because I never sent in my payment.
Okay, got it. No worries. All right, so it's telling us that something went wrong. Okay, so this could be for 2 reasons. The first option is that you already run your credit with another company, or you're in another place when you apply for something, or that some of the information is incorrect. Well, I doubt that some of the information is correct because you just verified with me that everything was correct. So did you already run your credit in another place? Have you tried to apply for something?
Yeah, well, see, I'm in a housing situation where my housing coordinator, he's in the process of getting my apartment, and I think that's probably what it is, because I got approved for the apartment. I'm just waiting to get put in.
Okay, got it. Well, no worries. That could be it. But it's okay. Look, what we're trying to do first is check out what's happening on your credit report. But I'm having to put you in the program that's going to cover you all for almost everything that you need. So I'm going to put you in the Success Plus program. The Success Plus program, as I tell you, it's going to go ahead and be attached with credit repair and credit building. So it's the both benefits in one. So the Success Plus program, first of all, is going to gather all the negative items that you have from Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Going to gather everything and start disputing all the negative items that you would like us to go ahead and dispute. So any negative item that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, unverifiable, or harmful accounts with the 3 credit reports, we're going to go ahead and start disputing them to take them off of the credit report. Once they are off, your credit score is going to go ahead and heal. It's going to go ahead and put you back where you're supposed to be. Now, that is for the credit repair process. It's also going to go ahead and help you out to fix the on-time payment percentage that you have. May I ask you, is there something that you're paying on time?
Let me see. I owe Premier Bank. I owe them like $500 for a credit card.
Oh, okay. But what I'm asking for is something that you have a good payment history, like a cell phone, Netflix, an Amazon a credit card, a vehicle, anything that you already been making payments on.
Let's see. I guess my PG&E or telephone. My cousin has it in my name.
It works. So if you have the payment history, or you can go ahead and get the payment history of that, we can go ahead and use it to report an on-time payment percentage. So go ahead and fix the one that you probably have low to a 100%, 99%, 95%, depending on the payment history that you have, right? So right there, the next person that runs your credit is going to go ahead and see that you're 100% sure that you're going to go ahead and pay them back. and that you don't have any negative items that are affecting your credit report, and obviously that you have a credit score that's supposed to be in the normal stage. Now, that's for the credit repair service. Now, for the credit building side, here at the Credit Pros, we have options for loans, for credit cards, for trade lines, and installment accounts. May I go ahead and ask you, do you want to hear about credit cards or loans, or do you want to skip this part?
We can skip this part.
Okay, then. So we're going to go ahead and provide you with the $5,000 credit line. The $5,000 credit line is going to be by National Credit Direct. So on nationalcreditdirect.com, you can purchase a lot of things like furniture, jewelry, pair of shoes, socks, television, laptop, drones. There's a lot of things that you can go ahead and purchase from National Credit Direct. We give you this $5,000 trade line so you can start building your credit. So the next person that runs your credit is going to go ahead and see that you have a $5,000 credit line in your credit summary. And that's going to make you look more attractive. Plus, it's going to go ahead and be positive for your credit report. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right? So that's part of the program. If you want to go ahead and use it, it's already activated. So you can go ahead and start using it since day one, right? And the other thing that we're going to go ahead and be doing is that the payment that you do to fix your credit, we are going to go ahead and report it as an installment account. An installment account is something that you pay on credit month to month, like a credit card, a loan, a trade line. So we're going to go ahead and report like if you had a loan through us. This installment account, it's not a loan, it's not a monetary help. There is no money given through the Credit Pros for this installment account. This is just the payment that you're doing to fix your credit being reported as a positive. So the company recommends you to report positive for the next 6 months so you can have 6 months of positive reporting. But if you experience trouble, let's say you can't make the payment or you already have your vehicle, or for any reason you need to opt out, you can always terminate the account. It's okay. There is no cancellation fees. But you have to understand that if you leave the program, well, we stop the positive reporting, which is quite obvious, but it's something that we need to tell you. So, did it make sense, or did I go too fast on that one?
No, everything's fine. But first, let me say, I won't be able to make any payments until the first, maybe 2 weeks from now, or most definitely on the 1st of April. I mean, what's this? Yeah, April. But I can give you my debit card number, so you had that, so you can just take it off on the 1st or 2 weeks from now.
Okay, well, first let me go ahead and tell you the pricing and the options that you have, right? So just to go ahead and let you know, look, the program that you're fitting into is called the Success Plus program. The Success Plus program has a cost of $149 per month. It's the original price. That's the price that you're always going to go ahead and see. And today there's two offers activated for you. First offer is to go ahead and get you started is instead of doing $149, you're going to start for $119 the day of today. That's option A. Option B is if you want to go ahead and get started, but you don't have the first month, you have an offer to go ahead and get started for simply $12.95. So with $12.95, you can initiate the program and I can go ahead and give you the first 2 weeks of the service and schedule the 149 for the day 19th. That's the best one for you at the moment. So you can go ahead and get started and get the ball rolling. Do you think you can go ahead and handle the $12.95?
My card only has $6 on it.
$6. Okay. In that situation, we can go ahead and do this. I can go ahead and try to process $1. I'm not going to go ahead and do it for the $6. I can't do it. I just only $12.95 or $1. The dollar is going to go ahead and let us work, have everything on file, get the ball rolling on our side, and wait for you until the day 19th. Does that work?
Yeah, it'll work.
Perfect then. So I'm going to ask for the 16 digits, the expiration, and CVV, and with that, I can go ahead and get you started.
Okay.
And actually, the $12.95, it lets you get started. So just to let you know, right?
Okay. 5332-4800-1678-6073.
All right. So let me repeat it back. It's 5332-4800-1678-6073, correct?
Correct.
What will be the expiration?
5/31/27.
5/2031. Oh, it's the month is 5 and the year is 2027, right?
Yes.
Okay, and the CVV, and that is pretty much it.
728.
I'm going to read you the credit card disclosure, and it says, once the payment is accepted, the first dollar, the second set of fee of the 149 will be charged on what day? The day 19th. The day 18th, 17th, and 16th, I'm going to send you a text message to see how you're doing. And your month-to-month fee of the 149 will be starting on each day 19th. Right now, we need your authorization in order to process an until payment of $1 to be charged today. Only $1. Standard procedure dictated that the call resulting in the decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment, and we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Repeating the last part, we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Before I process your payment, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, let's go ahead and see if it passes through for the first dollar. And if it does, it's going to go ahead and get you started. So it's the success plus $1. All right. So if it does, I'm going to go ahead and send you a welcome text and a welcome email, which is going to go ahead and you're going to have 2 weeks to go ahead and check it out. The welcome text and the welcome email, you can check it out right now, but you still have 2 weeks, right? So first of all, okay. The payment did pass through. First of all, congratulations on joining Under Credit Pros. We are really, really excited to get you on this journey for this healthier credit score. What is going to happen next? I'm going to send you that welcome text and that welcome email that I mentioned to you earlier. Can you go ahead and verify me that you just received it?
Okay. Welcome. I'm looking for it. It's a text. Andre, I don't see it.
Okay, so it says, welcome to the Credit Pros login ASAP. Can you go ahead and check the text message?
It's what? Text message or my Gmail account?
Both. It's both.
Both.
No, you haven't received it?
No.
Okay, let me go ahead and verify the number. It's 510-682-4505, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, yeah, it's supposed to be already sent it. It's telling me here that you just received it. But no worries. If you haven't received it, we just need to go ahead and verify one thing. Just double check for me. I just sent you a third text message and a third email, just in case if you receive it, let me know, okay? So you didn't receive it?